I'm sorry. Like the rest of my people, Riverwind doesn't trust those who are non-human.
I was like, yay! And I was like, oh my god, I kind of want this. But I'm like, I don't know.
I bet that hurt. I kiss it and make it feel better, but I think you have cooties. Sorry!
This explains everything. If it wasn't for this soda, I'd be thinner. Maybe even more handsome.
Enjoy the view, Mr. Simon. It's the last you'll see on Earth.
But if you take your eyes off my darling for just 1 minute...
You won't get one red cent and I'll track you down and make you pay!
Okay, I'm off. Be good, everyone.
I'm Nosy Josie, reporting for Nose for News, KLOWN-TV.
Hammy! Squirrely boy! Where'd you go?
I found a house for you!
First, you messed with my boy. Then you ruined my roses. Now this?
Don't worry, Captain. I know what I'm doing. I mean, I've made it this far, haven't I? Okay, the central corridor is clear.
What? I was doing just fine. Until clumsy Mick Leadfoot here butted in with his oversized servos.
He's never even said hello. Then on the same day we get a take-home quiz, Mr. C-minus wants to study with you, even though he's out in the hall right now hitting on Jenny Lanes.
Portia just adores you, you know. She's such a little button, always thinking of others.
Fools! You condemn yourselves to an even greater darkness. If Abaddon cannot walk free, then he will swallow the world.
Turn on the light, Charlie! Turn on the light! That is where the Ogre is! He's in the dark!
And it's not like that bloated git of a toad needs it. It's not even his, after all. It belongs to the Queen.
And it's not like she'll be dropping by to pick it up anytime soon.